Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and my lovely co-host Sue Fields Dalamonte, and I really hope Sue can hear me. We had a last-minute mic glitch, so I don't know. Sue, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear now, Lynn.
Well, talk about 11th hour tech fixes. My goodness, that was so weird. Okay, so I was trying to talk to two of our callers in the queue. So 203 and 256, hang in there. I was just making sure you guys could hear me. Wow, that was really exciting.
That was weird.
I don't know, Sue. I sometimes think that, you know, they do it on purpose just to mess with us, kind of. But anyway,
so.
Yeah, it's funnier that way, right? So,
now we've got a lot of visitors, with us tonight. So,
I'd say so, and I certainly do know there's times. Yeah, there are times when you know you're being messed with, right? There's, you know, things disappear. That honestly, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have had this experience where things go missing. And then they appear where they were supposed to be. It's there are all kinds of weird little energetic tricks that they play, and it's I think it's supposed to be funny. But hey, how are you, Sue? How's your week been? Are you getting any more stable in your energy? And you're selling a house, and you're getting your health back in order, and holy doodles,
It's been one heck of a week, I'll tell you. It's been a heck of a year, but
is it you feeling stronger? Kind of, things that don't kill you outright? Feeling or are you just going, I'm strong enough?
I keep saying, I'm strong enough, God, please just ease the burden. I'm strong enough. If I get any stronger, I'll be the Hulk.
There you go. Yeah, exposed to gamma rays. Whew. Well, I would just keep praying and sending out energy for you, because you're one heck of a fighter. If you're anything, Sue, you've been, every time you get knocked down, you're like, yeah, I think so, do you? And you fight your way back. Honestly, you've got so much heart. But anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, well, there we go. Anyway.
I have to tell you about a weird experience I had today.
Sure, yeah.
I was putting my laundry away, and I haven't put it away in a while. I have not been up to getting up and down the steps. So I brought my laundry up, had it in the bedroom, opened the drawer that was completely empty to put my clothes away, and found a penny in there.
I love that.
So
pennies
I started
are really...
to take it out. Yeah. I started to take it out, and nope, I'm leaving it. I just said, thank you, whoever left it for me.
Yeah. One of the very common signs from spirit, coins, pennies especially.
Yeah.
It's just such a nice little way they have. I kind of wonder if it's something to do with the metal, like the element that they're made of or what it is. But, yeah, pennies, I find them, and I know that my dad's around, you know, so that's really beautiful.
Well,
oh wow,
I had heard years ago that the pennies come around because in olden days they used to put pennies on people's eyes after they died to keep their eyes closed,
and also to freak them out in the viewing probably.
Well, by that time their eyes stayed closed. But, you know, because
yeah.
We still have muscle reflexes right after death. And
mm-hmm.
I had heard that people of past still associate with the coins that were used to keep people's eyes closed.
Huh. I'm visualizing a guy with pennies on the eyes, and it's creeping me out like a Stephen King story. So.
Yeah.
I know I wanted to see that, but no, that's really interesting because it makes sense, right? That the pennies.
Yeah.
I know, particularly with my dad, the pennies have another meaning, because I remember when I was little, he would always be going, "Well, I haven't any pennies, love." When I wanted something, and you know, I realize now they didn't have a lot of money, but he would always say, haven't any pennies. And then when he crossed, pennies showed up. Like, I remember finding like about 200 of them in a pile in a parking lot. And I'm like, here you go, Dad. You have pennies now. So I suspect probably the coins on the eyes were valid, but also depending on what the meaning is for the individual, too.
But, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I love that sign, Sue. When you said it, I felt really, I don't know, just really happy to hear about it. And I feel like it was a good thing. You know, somebody saying, it's okay. Oh, Connect to Joy is with us. Hi, Connect to Joy. Our topic tonight, I'm speaking to someone in the chat room. And I think that's Michelle, if I can remember right. The topic tonight is the Desiderata. We're just going to have a review. Hi, honey. Michelle's doing some wonderful voiceovers for us. I really look forward. She's a voice artist. And
that's awesome.
I can't wait. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful voice. It's a gift that you've got there. So we've got a little bit of, that's so sweet. Yeah, she's just been working on the one for this show today. So fabulous. You call in, Michelle. We've got three people ahead of you, but I think we've got time to get to all the callers in the queue. So, and if you haven't called in yet, it's probably better if you do, because the lines fill up pretty quick. So if you do want to call in, it's 646-564-9868. And we do try to get to all the callers, but best to call in sooner rather than later. We're looking at the Desiderata, and if you can bear with me, Sue, I'll read it, unless you'd like to. Have you got one in front of you, would you?
No, I don't. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Okay, well, the Desiderata, it's a beautiful, beautiful, it's like blank verse poetry, and it was written by a guy named Max Ehrman in 1927, and the words I find... It's a really good guide for today, even though it was written so long ago. All the advice in it is really as true today as it was yesterday. And if you are joining us by computer or by mobile phone, I've made a link. So in the link for the show in the text there, I've put a link on the word Desiderata. You can click it and it'll bring up the Google, all the little googly bits about this poem. Yeah. So the Desiderata tells us this. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence, as far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexatious to the spirit. And if you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive God to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. And that's the Desiderata. And as I was reading it,
beautiful.
Isn't that? And I've done that as a calligraphy a few times, and every time I read it, it's like it hits me in the heart again. As I was reading it, I thought we should have had Michelle read it with her excellent voiceover voice. But anyway, maybe we'll get that down the road. But yeah, it really does. It's really got it all. And there's a different ending I've read when I was looking for the poem online. Some of the endings are be cheerful, strive to be happy. I don't know, that one, that's not the original ending. And I don't like it when people tell you to be cheerful because, you know, that's, you know, it's like smile, let the hooks do their work or something. You can't always be cheerful, but you can be careful. So there you
right.
go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, absolutely, yeah. And yeah, so you can get these. I mean, you know, even if you want to just throw it off on your printer and stick it up, it's a really good reminder. There's so many things out there like that. Norman Vincent Peale did some really good life advice, which, you know, that was one of the ones he said was never, never, never give up, right? And that's what you always want to do when things get rough. But what did you what are your thoughts, Sue? Anything you wanted to add to our desiderata?
Well, it makes me think of self-preservation and self-love and just all basic things like that. And as I was thinking after reading that and talking to a few people, you know, if somebody says to you, who do you love? How long does it take before you say you love yourself?
Wow. Good point. Very, very often that you're on, you know, people are on the end of the list there.
Yeah, or they're not included at all on the list.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's true. And then you get that line about loud and aggressive persons, because maybe we're shrinking back because we don't want to be a loud and aggressive person, you know. We're often taught, yeah, and our different cultures very often teach us to, you know, what is that line? If we are here to serve others, what are the others here for, you know? It's a bit cheeky to say that. But, you know, you do wonder, like, some of us are taught to put others first, which we do. And that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing. But very often in some of our relationships in life, we find that we're putting that other person first. They're putting themselves first. And you're like, hey, you feel like, you know, what am I, chopped liver? You know, you just have to have that balance. You know, you've got to take a little bit for yourself, too. So
absolutely
or a lot. Yeah you do that
because if we don't take for ourselves, we end up empty.
Absolutely.
And
yeah, we do.
We can't function for ourselves or anybody else if we're empty. So we
absolutely,
you know, like it says, listen to everybody. Everybody has a lesson, but self-preservation, to me, is the key out of all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking of that. It's a bit of a chestnut these days, but putting the oxygen mask on yourself first, right? When you're going down in a plane, if you don't have the oxygen, you can't help the people beside you. So, yeah, you've got to kind of make sure it's a balanced thing. What reason or logic is there to putting ourselves last or to devaluing ourselves. There's no logic at all to it.
No,
self-preservation
there isn't.
It's a wisdom.
You know, we've been taught through the years, through the ages, that when you put yourself first, it's selfish, and that's used in a negative way. And being selfish actually is not negative. In some instances, it is, but in the majority of the instances, it's necessary. And it just reverts back to the very simple saying, you cannot pour from an empty pitcher.
Well put. Absolutely.
If we are not selfish and take care of ourselves and love ourselves, we can't take care of anybody else. And if we don't love ourselves, how can somebody else love us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and it does unbalance the energy in relationships when somebody's asking them. Like, I know it was a line from that movie. Show me the money. What's that one?
Oh.
Anyway, there's a line in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one where it's the sports guy and he's, show me the money. Cuba Gooding's going, show me the money. I can't think of it, but there's a, thank
Jerry
you. Yay. There's that thing. She says, you complete me. And it's like, whoa, lady, you should be complete in yourself. And then you've got two whole humans rather than two halves trying to make a whole. Anyway,
it's okay to have somebody that enhances you, but you shouldn't have somebody that completes you.
No, because, you know, it lessens your personal power. I think it diminishes your own energy. And really and truly, you know, we're looking for, I think when people are looking for a soulmate or a, you know, twin flame or a significant other, they're looking for someone who brings out their own best self, you know, not somebody who diminishes you or makes you more and more invisible with time. But it's a good thing to, and that's, again, avoiding those loud and aggressive persons, you know. If you're feeling that way in a relationship, run. Whoa. I'm going to get all kinds of heck for that, I can tell. Geez, Sue, we've got sort of a lot of callers lined up. So I think if you don't mind, unless you have anything to add, which is, you know, please do, we'll go right ahead and see what we can do for the callers today. We are doing readings. And if you have a question that we can ask Spirit to help you with, let's go. What do you think, Sue? You ready?
I'm ready.
All righty then.
Hello.
203. Hi, 203. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Michelle, but not the one with the great voice. In fact, I have a bad voice.
Okay. Oh, you've got a lovely voice too. Not to worry. We're all God's children got a place in the choir, as the song goes. Michelle, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm thinking I'll probably get offered this job. I think it might come in tomorrow, maybe. I don't know if they're gonna. They'll probably offer it to me. And it's down by where I currently work, which is already an hour and a half drive. But it's really hard to find a place to live nearby work because it's way so expensive. So I live an hour and a half away. But I'm wondering if maybe I should consider moving like a half hour closer, because it occurred to me that maybe that might work out.
Mm-hmm. This is a drive. This is very strange. I'm sort of doing a little bit of the Jan Drake Bakke work, because I just got the image of a chicken, like the chicken totem came in. unless chickens have any kind of significance for you.
No.
Okay. Well, Sue, are you picking anything up right now? Because I'm going to look that totem up because it came in like with a bang sort of thing or a squawk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you go ahead.
I mean,
I'll just mute my...
There's it's a possibility to move like 15 minutes away, but, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be happy, honestly, because when you get into this area, it's very tight, crowded. So I was thinking maybe this moving 25 to 30 minutes closer area might work out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some
Michelle.
Of the meanings here. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
Sue's
go
got
ahead.
Some. No, you go, Sue. I'm still looking at these totems here.
Okay. What I'm picking up for you, Michelle, is patience and persistence. It would be a good thing to move closer to work, but don't just take the first thing that comes along. Really look, be patient, and that will bring happiness to you. If you just jump on the first place, you're not going to be happy. And definitely being closer to work is going to be beneficial in every aspect, financially, emotionally, everything. And I think 30 to 40 minutes away from work, so that you're not in the congested area and you're more in a peaceful environment, will be the absolute best thing for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it peaceful, but it's not as
mentally.
Death.
Mentally
yeah.
peaceful. Yeah.
Yeah, it might now, be, yeah.
Is this new job something that you really want?
Yeah, I think so. I want to get out of where I am, and I think this is going to be, you know, you never know, right? You never know.
Right.
And it's a contract position as opposed to a permanent position, but I think it could have a lot of benefits for me.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I think if you are offered the job and if you do take it, the feeling that I'm getting is 30 to 40 minutes is what you need.
Okay. Yeah, just
so
occurred
definitely.
To me today that might be an area that I could possibly find something decent in now that I know these areas a little bit better. Right.
And I'm hearing east or west, not north or south of the area. So I don't know
of
if that's
what
an
area?
Option of the job.
I think it's more north of the job.
That's where you will be looking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if it's west, it'd be very hard to get more west. I mean, then I'm just right down there. I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's on the west coast, right on the water.
Okay.
You can't, I mean, you could find some apartment, but then you're just down there.
Hey, maybe a houseboat, you know?
I know, really.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have for you, hon. Lynn, do you have more for her?
Yes, I've got something interesting on the chicken appearing as a totem in the reading. The chicken totem appears to you because you need to speak up about something that's been bothering you for a while. You need to let your voice be heard, otherwise you'll be carrying this burden around forever. The chicken symbolism urges you to listen to what your inner voices are telling you, because this will be for your own good. You may feel there's not a lot of people you can trust, but you can always trust your intuition. So, Michelle, what I'm taking from that is listen to, like, instead of going outward and asking for the answers, go inward, ask your source self what's going to happen, what you want to have happen. I'm also with Sue. I'm feeling that this commute's going to get tired real quick. And also just, you know, even in terms of the current, you know, global and environmental crisis, driving less, more than you need to get to work is probably not a great idea. So if you can find something, you know, a half an hour, 40 minutes away rather than an hour and a half, you're going to probably drive yourself crazy. Do you get winter where you are, like heavy-duty winters?
No, no.
Okay, that's one bonus, because you don't want to be driving in the winter for an hour and a half. You'd be just losing it. So try and get closer, but listen to your Yes, hon?
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, the dilemma is, you know, as a single woman, I want to be safe, and I need it very quiet. And that's why I live so far away, because I found a very safe place that's very quiet. And yet, it's, you know, it's still in the city, but it's not. It's on the outer end of the city. And but if I move within this circle, it's, this would be, talk about a vexation to the spirit. This would be so horrible for me. And then I'd be stuck in a lease, right? So it's the consequences are dire. They make a bad decision.
Well, tell you what, just take away with you the chicken totem. And actually, I, you know, certainly go online and look at the spirit animal, the chicken as spirit animal, and all the different messages. But I think what we're getting from this is to listen to your own intuition and really listen. And, you know, and the line about not a lot of people you can trust, just, you know, be careful on, you know, the advice people are giving you. Make sure you're hearing your authentic voice and make that the decision maker. Okay, honey? And I hope that helped. Good luck with the job.
Yeah.
I feel like once you get the driving sorted, I think you're going to have a good one. It took a good road ahead for you.
Well, good. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks,
well, it's a yum feeling. You're very welcome. And I'll put you on mute and you can carry on listening to the show if you like. Okay. All right. So we're moving on to 703. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. It's Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Good. I think
good.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. How can we help you tonight? How can we help you?
Well, kind of like the last caller, I actually had three job interviews, and one of them actually came with a job offer. But then last week they told me I had to go meet with the board because it's with an HOA. Well, the board came back and said no. So I called back the corporate office, and they said, well, let me see what I can do. I got an email today saying that they want to go in a different direction, but maybe someone will leave, and I maybe be able to replace that person. So do you still see a job there, or with the other two, or maybe a different one?
Oh, I got an image right away of a game of ping pong. You're the ball, kid. Oh,
yep.
You too, Sue, eh? Oh, geez. Geez, Andrea, if that's how they're starting out, like that's like starting out a relationship by a guy taking you to Chuck E. Cheese and then deserting you or something, you know, it's like,
I know.
I
think the same thing sometimes. It's like,
yeah,
but the
you know, the same thing
actually chose me,
the corporate office actually chose me out of all the people they interviewed. The board came back and said, we want someone with more experience, which I think is a crock of bull, but whatever.
What that feels like is there's a heavy-duty lack of communication between departments. There should be, that's an absolutely inexcusable communication thing. Like, it's almost like they're hiding. It's competition or something between these. I would, if you can walk away from it, I totally would, because you know if this is the way they're treating you at the outset, I imagine it won't get better. And I'm getting, it's kind of a rude expression. I don't mean to be disrespectful to people with mental illness, but I'm getting the expression rubber room. If you stay, you're going to be needing a rubber room. Okay. So hi, Irene. Hi. Sorry. I'm just saying hi to Irene, our lion lady in the chat room. Andrea, I'd really just be very careful. Keep your radar tuned because, I'd say keep your BS detectors on because I feel like there's a lack of respect for you as a future employee. And I'm also getting that don't sell yourself short. You are talented and don't let these guys tell you you're not. Find something that is worthy of you. Sue, can I put it over to you? What are you picking up?
Yeah, I right away. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
I did not get a good feeling at all. It's going to be a power struggle. You're not in the clique. And that's what they're looking for, is somebody in their little clique. I feel like something better is going to come along very soon. And along with what Lynn said, this is already starting out on a negative note. So if by chance they did give you the job, you're not going to be treated fairly. So I feel that it would be best for you to say thanks, but no thanks. And another position is going to come along real, real soon.
Well, I haven't heard from the other two companies I had interviews with. Do you think one of them will come through, or do I have to, like, or something different?
I think it's going to be something different.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah. It's like a keep-looking situation, but it's right around the corner.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep on plugging.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, don't sell yourself short, mainly, I would say, Andrea. That's just nonsense. Okay.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's just very disappointing because the corporate office had 2 weeks of interviews, tons of people, and they chose me, and they wanted to give me an offer letter. Then they said, oh, well, sorry, we now have to go to the board. And they're like, board's like, no. So I was like, really? And they said, you know, well, it's all about personality. It's not about the job. We can teach you the job. It's about personality. We thought you'd be the best fit. And the board is like, I don't think so. So, you know, when a bunch of men get together.
Sounds like you'd be working in a cuckoo. Yeah, you'd be working in a cuckoo clock. You don't need that. I feel like you're going to get what is the phrase, a smooth stretch of highway is ahead of you if you just value what you have to offer. Hold out for people that show you respect. You know, just because you are an employee doesn't mean you owe, you know, I can't think of the word, but you stand tall. Know that what you offer has value. So, you know, don't let them sell you short. Let us know, Andrea, how it goes.
I will, definitely.
Like, yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
I will.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
You have a beautiful night.
Thanks.
And I'll put you on
you
mute. You're very welcome. Have a lovely night. Okay. And we're moving on to, here we go. 778, you're on the air. Oh, is that Michelle?
It is.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, I got my numbers straight.
Hello.
How are you? Well, welcome.
Well.
It's good to talk to you. Yeah.
Well, likewise.
To people that don't know, Michelle's going to be doing some voiceovers for each show, and it'll be like an intro and an outro. And I'm excited. I know it's going to be just fabulous. So, wow, can't wait.
Oh.
But, I mean, don't rush. Take your time. Cause I totally know. I know this stuff takes time, and it's an art. So, yeah. But pretty soon,
exactly.
I think, you know, we'll be, yeah.
Yeah.
How can we help you tonight, Michelle?
Oh, this is a very familiar theme because I have a work question as well. Sorry. And I'm actually rereading what you had read earlier in the Desiderata.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it?
Oh, yes. The Desiderata. Yeah.
Desiderata.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd love to record that for you.
Oh, we should do. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the copyright is on it, but it seems to me that audio posters could be a thing. You know what I mean? Like you could also do
mm-hmm.
like a little download, something like that. You'd have to just check. I think the copyright is probably up on it, but
mm-hmm.
always good to check. Some rich guy may have bought it or something. So make sure you're not violating anything.
Oh, well,
but.
True. Well, the thing
but
is,
you know,
you're not charging for this service.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, that's beautiful.
But
yeah.
Just to, you know, you read it, so it would be like, I wouldn't be selling it. It would be, you know, if you'd like, I'll record it for you.
Okay. Okay. I'm just thinking
Thank
in
you.
Terms of business things for you, you know?
oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, so I got to the one line, and it says, many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness.
Yes.
And I
mm-hmm.
had the sleepless night last night. I am so frightened. I have not even got to the point where any of my resume or my job applications have come back for an interview. I've got nothing, you know, no interviews. And I'm been looking for part-time work so that I can have time to do voiceover work as well as energy healing and
mm-hmm.
fit everything in. But I need some paying work, yeah? And so I've been tempted to cave and look for a full-time job. But I was wondering if any of the part-time work that I've applied for might, you know, come in soon where I might even go in for an interview or might, you know, blossom into a job that I would like to have.
Yeah. I'll go ahead, Sue. If you're not ready,
okay.
I can go ahead. I'm getting stuff already. So, Michelle,
yeah.
when you were talking about the ones you've applied for, I got like a caution sign come up. And the question I guess that's coming through is, are these jobs for money, right? They're not jobs that your soul would be fed by.
Not necessarily. A couple of them are for nonprofits that I find
mm-hmm.
I would be very happy to work for. And some of the others are groups. I do group facilitation and help people connect to each other and to teamwork. That's another aspect of the things that I do. So some are on the spectrum. Some are... more would make my heart happier and some would not, but I really would like to do that work for myself.
That's what came through.
God.
Sorry to interrupt you, Michelle, but
no,
that is what
please.
Came through. Like, wow. They're saying, why are you looking for a boss? You have that. I don't know what your astrological sign is, but I wouldn't be surprised if you're a fire sign.
Mm. I've got the Capricorn ascendant. I'm a Libra.
Okay.
About to have her birthday. But
woohoo! Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. So I'm an air sign, and I'm in my head and in my head, and I'm trying with this other Libra friend to get this company off the ground where we do group facilitation, and we just keep talking, and we ain't doing
mm-hmm.
nothing.
That's okay. It's perfectly. This is, you know, there's a lot of tendencies in artists especially to all the design work is so exciting. It goes on in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are coming from the energy of an artist and probably your partner too, that's perfectly natural that you're in the design mode still. That mm-hmm. is the very first step to manifesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And I know that your sister's pretty good at all this metaphysical stuff, and she does angel readings and whatnot. So, I would sort of get her to keep the nudges, like if she can help keep nudging you. I don't know why, but I also get the feeling that Felicia has sort of a more go-getter, like of the two of you, like you'll dream it and Felicia will carry it out as kids, possibly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She
you're the dreamer mm-hmm. and she would be the doer sort of thing. So ask her to kick your butt and help you. But the thing is, I feel like you have the dream is ready to launch into reality. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And again, our friend Laura's advice comes into my head of there are ways to make money that you're not even thinking of. So if you guys have to sell a few items, do some online sales, get rid of some stuff, and get a little bit of seed money together, I feel like you should take this jump and you guys will make it. The self-employment just screams. Yeah. So do the really take a brave step. Find some capital, you know, if you can do something, whatever you can do legally to get the capital for temporary. I feel like you just make that stepping stone, and that stepping stone is going to lead you to where you need to go. But I really wouldn't follow the employment route for you. I feel your soul would just go, and I feel like it's going to be, Sue, I will put it over to you as I've been babbling away here.
That's okay. You babble on. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I just have a little bit to add. I completely agree with everything that Lynn said. And I feel like just a slight tweak in the attitude department will be so beneficial. Yes, you need a job and you need money. But if you go out with the attitude, I've got this, you need me more than I need you, I need a job, I don't need your job, put it more positive and in your court instead of in their court.
Okay.
And that's when it's going to turn around for you.
Oh. But still keeping with the self-employment.
I believe so. I completely believe so. And when you know, it's not a conceited thing. It's a fact. You need me. I don't need you. And when you have that attitude where you're extremely confident in yourself, that's when the business is going to start rolling in.
But do you also see in multiple streams, the voiceover stream, the energy work stream, the group facilitation, group training stream?
Yes. It's going to be multiple layers, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. How empowering. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, you just keep believing in yourself. Boy, I know it feels kind of like you are, but then you want to kick it into high gear and really just show them what you're made of. Yeah, wow. But, well, I will be in touch, Michelle, so we'll keep up with the news, how it's going for you and whatnot. But, I feel like, Sue, you know, go and just let her rip, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
You're
We're
welcome.
So glad you called in, and we'll be talking to you soon, or we'll be listening to you do some stuff. So thank you, Michelle. And,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep posted with your progress.
Cool.
Okay, hon.
Yes.
We'll
thank you.
Put you on All mute right. here. You're oh, so welcome. Okay, who's next is, here we are. Hi, 740, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please? 740 seems to have dozed off. So we'll move on to our next caller. And that is, it looks like a Skype call, perhaps. Hi there. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Thank you. My name is Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. We're well. Thank you. How are you doing?
Not bad at all. Just relaxing.
Yeah. I love when Skype calls come in because you get 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. And it's like angel number 11 is like a really good number to get. So how can we help you tonight, Terry?
All right. So I'm intuitive myself. But my question is, I had a vision of something today, and I just need a validation. Okay. So I don't even know how to come out with it, but I'm just going to, right? So in the future, it's not now. So I see a man coming to try to manipulate my business and then try to use a little child as a pawn to get the deal. I know it sounds crazy, but this is in the future. And I just wanted to see, is that actually accurate, or am I just making this up, or is this anxiety?
Well, for one thing, don't ever call yourself crazy, because if we were crazy, like, there'd be a whole lot of us take it away. So you're not crazy, right?
Okay.
And I feel that was this sort of a vision you had, like you saw a visual or you had a feeling? How did that manifest for you?
It was like a vision of it and a feeling, because I actually picked it up about a day or two ago. So I said, okay, no, this can't be true. But then I had the vision again today, which makes me believe they would try to use a child, like try to, you know, as a pawn to try to draw me into a bad business deal, which I don't want to get into. Yeah.
Well, I would just, that sounds like you've got a really, really good spirit team. And this is where we get into trouble when, especially we've been taught, you know, that's woo-woo. And that's crazy. You know, we get that from the culture all around us, you know, like, oh, virgins are nutty. And, you know, so a part of it is the way the culture has shaped us with their, you know, that's not, you know, five senses is all we're normally allowed to experience, right? Anything metaphysical beyond the physical is seen as bonkers. So don't just dismiss the thought of crazy and say thank you. Thank you to your spirit team for giving you the heads up. And just now you've got, now it doesn't mean you go around being cynical or, you know, but the thing is, you've had the warning. And the thing is, when I've noticed whenever I ignore warnings, that's when I get into trouble. So I would pay full attention to it. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And truly, as you develop your abilities, because as you are very intuitive and a psychic, and I believe, I have to just say good night, Irene. We love you. She's just heading off. Irene is in Portugal, so it's like 2 a.m. there. Excuse me. So you want to use these intuitions as a sign that you're developing your abilities. Should continue to develop your abilities and look into your skills as a medium as well when you're comfortable with it. Because you're clearly hearing. So hearing, seeing, whatever. And so develop all the clairs, you know, the clairvoyance. You know what I mean by the clairs.
Yes.
And And just before I put you over to see what Sue's got, I would just say keep learning everything you can to expand your abilities. And I think are going to be pretty fabulous. Yeah. Sue?
Oh, thank you. Okay. And I'll keep in touch with you to let you know once I start expanding, to let you know how it goes. Thank you so much. Okay.
Please do. That's lovely. Yeah.
Hi, Terry. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good, honey. What I'm picking up is you need to meditate. Seriously meditate on your vision, because I think the vision is more of a metaphorical warning.
Okay.
I don't think the man is going to come in and use a child, but the child is coming across to me like a weakness or a soft spot that you have.
Oh, and okay.
He's going to know that weakness or soft spot and play on it.
Okay. Which I like kids, so that's what it was. Oh, okay.
Okay, and okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be a man. It can be mm-hmm. a forceful or masculine woman that is going to play this mm-hmm. role.
Okay.
So just really meditate on this. And okay. It's like the old saying, forewarned is forearmed. So you
okay.
are going to know already when this starts to happen, and you're going to have your guns loaded, ready to defend
oh,
yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I most certainly will. You got that right.
Yeah. But, yeah, just okay. watch for any dominant personality that comes in and tries to find a weakness or a soft spot.
Okay.
Okay, but really meditate on it, because I think your spirit team is going to come through and make the picture clearer for you.
Okay, that sounds awesome. All right,
okay, and that's what I have for you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Okay, Terry, thanks for calling.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Keep it. Yeah, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And
okay.
yeah, you're going to be fine though. I think you're on the way to developing to. Quite a good intuitive and psychic. Okay, hon, I'll put you on hold, and we'll move on to our next caller. And that is 586. Can we get your name, please? You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Diane. How are you?
Hi, Diane.
Friend Diane.
How are you? Yeah, no, I recognized your voice. How does the development of your skills go? Your abilities.
It's going good. I'm meeting more people, and they're crossing my path for reasons. But as
okay.
I know this, but I enjoy it and I welcome it, and I just thank the universe all the time and our higher power. excuse me, but I've had a really bad scary day today. I've been battling bronchitis since last Thursday and on antibiotics. And I went in last night to the doctors. I left work and had a blood pressure of 176 over 107. And they did a blood test, and it showed that there was possible clot. So my day spent of going to go get blood drawn one place. I just had a CTA scan of my lungs. And my daughter, who I have been told is going to have an aneurysm burst, a near-death experience, Ashley, she told me tonight she got off the phone. She's like, how are you feeling? She goes, because, Mom, I've been having a headache. And I'm like, well, I have to wait for my results. So I guess, how are we doing?
Both of you are getting... I wrote down...
I apologize, ladies.
No, hon, it's okay. Have you been letting stress get the better of you, Diane, lately?
I think because I'm leery of losing my job because I was out last Thursday, last Friday, and then I had to leave Tuesday because I started getting sick all over again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting like in my around the heart chakra area, it just clenched right up. And I feel
yeah.
like you've been shallow breathing. Yeah. Shallow breathing,
Yeah.
Yeah. As hard as it is to, I know with all your conditions, it's hard to do the deep breathing, but I feel that you've got a serious lack of oxygen coming in.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. Sue, are you picking up a lot on here? Because I'd like you to go ahead. Well, Sue's pretty good at this. Let's see what Sue's coming up with here.
Okay. First of all, Diane, I missed what the blood work said.
The blood work, it's a blood test that you take. It's a D demeanor, and what it does is it allows to know if there's a possible blood clot. And the highest rank is a 10, and mine was a 12.7. And so they ordered a high scan on me, a CTA scan that will show if I have a clot. And but I get asthma. I have asthma due to weight, and I have bronchitis, and I was on antibiotics for Thursday, 1,000 milligrams of Cipro, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday I started to feel better, but I started getting stinging and pain in my left chest. And so I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I don't want to have pneumonia. So I called the doctor. He put me on a steroid pack, and the minute I started to take a steroid pack on Tuesday, it's like I went 5 steps backwards. I started coughing, started sneezing, had a hard time breathing, and then went to a fever, and I went in there, and that's when, like, my blood pressure I know is up because I'm having difficult breathing. They're checking to see if that high point, you know, my levels being mm-hmm. high, and my white cells are high, but hello, I have acute bronchitis, and now I have wheezing, so I'm sure that's part of that. But my concern is of my daughter, Ashley. I had two people state that she's in October going to have a near-death experience because she has an aneurysm. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's me, not her. But tonight she said, my head has been hurting. And I'm like, and of course she doesn't take anything for it because she's like her mom. We don't like taking anything. We don't have to, but so...
Okay.
Hi, girl.
One of the very first things that I wrote down was caution, extreme caution.
For me or for Ashley?
So I would say for both.
Yeah. Okay.
Stress is relating to both of the issues a lot.
Okay.
I would definitely have her get checked.
We had a MRI done, but no contrast. I talked him into doing an MRI, and we haven't heard any results of that, and it's been over a month, so I would assume nothing.
Yeah, I would just be cautious with it. You know, keep an eye. I don't see anything drastic happening, but I might not be supposed to see it just right now. I don't know. But with you, I am picking up. And another thing I wrote down is a snake in the grass. You have somebody that, yes, you have somebody that is very close to you that you have put a lot of trust and faith in
mm-hmm.
that could possibly turn on you. Or is already starting to turn on you, and that is adding to the stress. So if you pick up any of the slightest negative feelings with somebody that you've put your faith and your trust in, take
mm-hmm.
it as a red flag and a warning and put a stop to it right away. If you have to walk away, whatever you have to do. Do you use essential oils?
Yeah, I've been putting eucalyptus on my chest.
Okay, do you have peppermint?
Mm-hmm.
Mix the peppermint with eucalyptus.
Okay.
Because the eucalyptus is not enough. You need the peppermint, too, and that's going to help open everything up more.
Put it on my chest?
Yeah. Put it on the back of your neck, too. And that's going to be a stress reliever.
Okay. I have the pain.
Yeah,
line.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Like, if you were to go down
ahead.
My back to my left side, it's, like, curves underneath my go towards my armpit.
Okay. I'm hearing lymph nodes, not clot, lymph nodes. So it could be, see, I'm not a doctor, so.
No, I know, honey, I know.
Yeah, with the infection and with your counts being off, that can affect our lymphatic system also. So you could have swelling in a lymph node and pain, inflammation from the infection.
Okay.
I'm getting a lymph node pain. I'm getting a pain in my forehead, like right above my left eye, talking to you.
Nope. Maybe my daughter you're picking up. Wait, you said left eye?
Yep.
Last Monday, I had pain there for 32 hours.
Ooh.
And then it finally eased away. And then Wednesday, I went down to a raw throat. And then Thursday, woke up with double ear infection pain. And that's when I went in and I got told, oh, you have acute bronchitis, but on the antibiotic.
Did you tell them about the pain in your head?
No, because it was not there anymore.
It could just be stress, though, too.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I was going to, you know, when I was under stress about all this, if you go to the back of your head, where your noggin, I call it, and maybe go two fingers upward to the right, that's where I would get, like, a sharp pain. But then once I calmed my breathing and tried to focus and focus better, the pain went away. But I wonder if you're picking up my Ashley, because she and I are almost two peas in a pod, and I'm wondering if you're picking up her headache.
I don't know, but it's just like a horrible stabbing pain. Like if you put your finger on the outside of the corner of your left eye towards the center of your eye, it's like two knuckles in right there.
Yep, that's where I had the headache Monday for 32 hours. It didn't go away until it started at 6 in the morning on Monday and went away at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. This is last week, not this week.
Yeah. Yeah, keep up with the oils. The peppermint oil is going to open everything up, and the peppermint oil is very good for stress and headaches and all of that stuff.
Okay.
Keep up with that and keep on top of everything. I mean, whatever ache or pain or uncertainty you're having, keep a note of it and report it to your doctor.
Okay.
And just keep on top of this.
Well, we're waiting for the results. I have to go for it. He wants me to do a Doppler. He wanted it tomorrow, but his office can't do it. He wants me to get a Doppler on my leg, too, and on my left leg, on the outer part of my shin, probably for about a year on and off, I get, like, clenching sensation. So, I don't know. My concern is my Ashley having a near-to-death experience because one of my good friend, Ken, he read, you know, we had talked one day, and he read, and he went through, and he's like, she's going to have an out-of-death experience. He says, she's coming back, but, and I didn't tell him this, but 2 weeks before he and I even came up with this conversation, I kept hearing, Ashley's going to have a stroke or a heart attack, and I thought it was, I might not make it. And I thought that, and not make it meant I might not be there in time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not picking anything up on that, hon.
So peppermint oil and eucalyptus, put it on my temple, put it on my chest.
Yeah, don't do the eucalyptus on your temple, just the peppermint.
Just the peppermint on my temple?
You, Yep, peppermint on your temples and on the back of your neck, and then eucalyptus and peppermint on your chest.
Okay.
Now, when you got lymph nodes, was it armpit or was it throat?
The armpit.
Okay. And put it on there? Put the combination up there, too?
You could. You absolutely could. Do you have frankincense oil?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, you could try it because, I mean, 90% of everything works with intention. So set the intention that this is going to heal the area.
Okay.
And use it that way. Do you use a carrier oil when you put your essential oils on your chest?
Nope. What's the carrier oil? I just dab it on my finger and rub it on.
Okay. And you have no issues with that? You don't have any skin sensitivities or anything?
So far, so good.
Okay. A carrier oil is any other oil that you mix your essential oils with. It can be coconut oil, olive oil, anything like that.
Should I mix them then? It's funny that you said coconut oil because I had just said to myself, oh, my God, coconut oil, and you go, like, all right, coconut oil. So should I make a concoction of coconut oil, peppermint, and eucalyptus, put it on my chest, you said, right?
Yeah,
and on my...
I would try that because coconut oil has tons of healing properties in it also.
All right, how much of each part, and I'm really sorry to bug you.
No, it's okay. It's, you usually do two parts of the carrier oil to one part of oil.
Okay.
So if you take, just say, a teaspoon of coconut oil, you could put four to six drops. You could put 4 to 6 drops, maybe even up to 8 of each of the essential oils in that and mix it up.
Okay, so 4 to 6 drops to one. Did you say teaspoon or tablespoon?
Teaspoon.
Of coconut oil. Teaspoon. And coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
All right. So can I put the peppermint, coconut and eucalyptus on my whole left breast, just like you, right where the cleavage comes down and your breast goes outward down, that's where I have pain. That's where I have pain.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. And
okay.
Something else that I use for cough and congestion and stuff like that is I slice fresh lemon and fresh ginger.
Okay.
And layer that in a jar and cover it with honey. And you let it sit and it all infuses together. And then you can eat that by the spoonful or mix it in with your tea or hot water.
Okay.
Or you can even just do an infusion of hot water with some lemon juice and a little bit of fresh ginger. And that helps open everything up and break it up, too. It's like a natural cough suppressant.
Okay. And ginger. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else still good? You still have that feeling of extremely caution? I'm a little hesitant to go to sleep, but I just call in my angels to protect me.
Yeah, I think you'll... I don't feel like anything drastic happening immediately. It's just something you have to keep on top of.
Well, he had said that I had the exact same pain in the exact same area March of this year, too.
I don't know.
The exact same pain, everything, symptoms. So... Well, you know how you ladies know I want a relationship so bad. I went on Bumble, which is a dating site, really quick. I haven't been on one site in a while. And came across this one guy, Chuck, who I know I had talked to him, but sometimes they don't know if we remember. And so we inboxed and we talked, and he says, you and I spoke before. So he says, I remember your beautiful face. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I go, I know we talked, you know. And I remember the last time that I was very hesitant because he smoked weed, and I'm just not into that. But now everyone's telling me, Diane, pull your panties out of your center and just breathe. And so we were talking, and he said, are you okay? And he goes, can we talk? And I said, I'm a little scared right now, and I told him what I was going on. And he sent me a voice text, and he said, don't manifest fear. When we manifest fear, and I'm like, oh, my God, because I've been wanting someone to be just like, same gift, same belief, about 5'8", 6 foot top, and salt and pepper dark hair. He's all that. So,
wow.
And then he, you know, because guys on the lovely site, they want a relationship, but they just want sex. And so I had asked him, I said, what is it really, point blank, what is it that you want? And he's like, I want to come home. I love to cook. I want to cook for someone, he says. And he says, massage the legs and watch a movie and just cuddle and kiss. He goes, and I go, wait a minute, you didn't mention the sex, the F, you know, all that. And he goes, that comes later. He says, that's not anything to rush into. And I'm like going, I said, are you too real to be true? But I just laughed because it's a nice feeling for a change. Now if we can just get this stupid bunchler or whatever, I hope I get information tonight or early in the morning on what my chat can show. Do you have any, do you know if they, or feel if they're going to pick up anything on the CT scan?
I'm not picking anything up. Are you, Lynn?
No, I'm not. Just that, Diane, I think really what you want to look at is adding to your diet foods that boost your immune system. I think as an empath, excuse me, you need to really look at the stress. I think stress is exacerbating your situation physically.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get rid of the energy of other people that you're carrying. And you want to look at foods that boost your immune system. We're talking like the onion family, garlic, ginger, turmeric. Look it up online, and there's all kinds of good advice about that. I'm sorry, Dan. I have to quickly move along because we've got callers waiting, almost at the end.
Thank you.
But really,
just
listen, hon. Cleanse your energy, okay? You're carrying other people's energy, and it's starting to make you sick. So I want you to go find what you can read written by Wayne Dyer on self-healing.
Wayne Dyer?
Wayne Dyer. Find and just look at his the way he treated his own leukemia. And he talks about self-healing. The body is an astonishingly brilliant self-healing mechanism if you give it half a chance. So you want to lower that stress. As a light worker, as a metaphysical worker, you know that you need to meditate, lower your stress, get that diet kicked up into high gear, and add the things that are going to help your immune system. Also look at foods that help fight infection. And while you're doing that, make sure you get a probiotic, some yogurt, you know, anything that's going to help put some good bacteria back into your gut, hon. You know, and you can, if you need to ask further questions, just get in touch with us in the group. You can just write to us, and we'll, if there's anything that you need to ask further, just because we've got people in the queue, and
I'm
missing.
Thank you.
Okay, but stand fast. You have the power to change your own health. Okay, for sure.
Yep, I'm going
to
change it.
Okay,
right, ladies,
and get in touch.
So
okay, love. Thank you so much, and get well. Okay.
Yeah.
Send me energy. Stop.
You got it.
Clear me up too, wouldn't it? Epsom salt.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, just ask the Sacred Embers group for all sorts of advice, because we have brilliant, brilliant people in there who have
secret
all sorts of
members.
Good ideas for you. Yeah? Okay,
all right,
hon.
I'll go to the secret member.
Oh. Shoot. I'm so sorry, Dan. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think we've got time to take one more caller.
Okay.
856, you're on
yes,
with Divine Connection.
Laura. Hi. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I just wonder what you might pick up around the contract that I'm currently on. If you see me being let go, or do you see me getting another contract before they let me go, or what do you see around that?
The first thing that comes in for you, Laura, is that you need to pull back the energy. It's almost as though you're creating, there's a fear element to your, like you're creating anxiety for yourself by living a little bit in the future. And they're asking you to pull back that energy, and know that it's not happening as a punishment, okay? If you're feeling that the end of the contract is going to be something like the universe, it feels like deliberate, you know what I mean? Or like, why is this happening to you? But realize that everything that happens for you, when you allow it, that's very important. Make sure you're not blocking your very best path with expectations of how it ought to be. Make sure that you are letting your spirit team help you. You actually have to ask actively for the help of your angels, your guides, your friends on the other side. You need to make that request. And once you make that request, step out of the way and don't insert your own ways at it. Let the universe, let spirit work it for you. Whatever you want to call that divine intelligence, just let that happen for you. I just feel like you're almost interfering with your own path. So don't worry so much. Pull back your energy and let it happen for you. Sue, what are you picking up on?
I actually have to admit that I am in a complete fog right now and I am picking up nothing.
So there is a woman at work that joined the contract, and my boss worked with for her actually before. She's used to being in the lead role. So she's stepping all over into my lane and doing things that she shouldn't be doing. But my boss is not doing anything about it, and I can't do anything about it because my boss brought her into the project. And I just feel that – so I feel that she's taking over my role, and I'm worried that – I need to look for another job is what I'm looking to do. And I just want to make sure that there's no gap in employment for me. That's my concern, because I can't afford a gap in employment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. You said you were blanking out there, Sue. I'm sorry. So,
yeah,
that's something you're going to determine for yourself, Laura. We create, believe it or not, and this is not meant to make anybody feel guilty or bad or anything, but we tend to create our own reality with our thoughts. So, if you start focusing on losing employment, you may very well create it. So, again, as we were saying to Diane, I think you need to pull back that energy, and the stress is going to make you ill if you keep allowing it to. So you've got to pull that back and not worry. I know that's easier said than done, but the thing is, it's possible. It's possible. And we're all human and we can all get into that place of fear, but fear makes you weak. And the thing is, if you can find your strong place where you believe and you know, and you, and again, you ask for the help. And then get out of the way. That's something I've learned a few times the hard way, is like I can ask for the help but then I interfere and I'm trying to make it work it my way, and it's like the universe goes, I don't think so, whap, whap, whap. So, yeah, lower your stress. Do some meditation, Laura, okay? Ask for the answers through meditation. So your prayers are speaking to spirit. Your meditations are receiving the answers. And you've got to really pull back that energy and get over the fear and the anxiety that you're creating, okay? I think it's going to be okay, but you may take yourself to a place where it isn't, just through worrying and creating that reality of fear. I hope that makes sense to you, love. It's going to be all right. You just have to trust that it's going to take you to the next thing. I wouldn't tangle with this woman at work either, because you're just creating more unnecessary energy that is going to block. You know, this is going to be blocking energy. So, yeah, step back and just follow, let spirit guide you, okay? And you should be, I think you're going to be okay. Just don't interfere with your own journey, if that makes sense. Okay? All right, hon. And so I just want to put you back on hold, and we wish you so much luck. Just remember, you have a lot to do with your own reality. We have more control than we realize. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome, love. You have a beautiful night, and thank you for calling. We'll keep in touch, okay? All right. So I think, Sue, we're probably at the end of the rope here. 740, we tried to get you on air, but we couldn't. I guess you must have, you must have been away from the phone. So give us a try next week. And if you didn't get on the air tonight, just give us another try. And if you're feeling frustrated about getting on, you can send us an email to the inbox of the Sacred Embers group. Just explain that you were waiting in the queue, you didn't get on, leave us your number. And if we can have that number, then we'll get you on next week and we'll make sure you get a priority. So yeah, we try to get to everyone, but sometimes the space-time continuum just doesn't allow for it. So, Sue, let's talk about your website and where people can find you. I should have mentioned Laura Onerheim is normally on with us tonight, but she couldn't join us. So I'll just give her information first. Wait a minute. I've got Laura's wrong. I've got her old website here. It's Lada. Shoot. Anyway, Laura, you can find Laura on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group. Lotus Lala is Laura's new website. She's got a page on Facebook too, Laura Onerheim, and that's her reading, her page where you can find her for readings. And I feel like I'm going blah, blah, blah. So, Sue, take over. Tell people how they can find you.
I'm spent, I'll tell you.
You know what? Everybody has been feeling this way a lot. I'm noticing people are having insomnia and they're tired. And I think, you know, it's just like, and I know, Sue, you can never remember your website. So I'm just going to tell people, if you want to find Sue, connect with her, a reading or whatever, just type in susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. Carry on, Sue.
I am also on Facebook at Sue Fields Delamonte and on our Sacred Embers group.
Excellent. Yep. And you can also find us on the whole group. You can find the Sacred Embers Facebook page. You can find the Sacred Embers support group and the website for Sacred Embers, which will take you back to everywhere you want to find, is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And if you want to find me, I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, and we're all listed on the Sacred Embers website. So if you are looking for a full-length reading and you want to take your questions further, contact any of us in the Sacred Embers group. You can go to the website and you can go to the different mediums pages. We have mediums, we have healers, animal communicators. What else have we got there? Oh, yeah, sorry, lotuslala.com. Healers, intuitives. We have just about every metaphysical subject covered with our group, right? So you just go on and see who resonates with you, and then you can contact them directly from that link on their website and set up a reading with whoever you feel like will work best for you. Sue, I would love to hear your final thoughts or your ongoing thoughts or any thoughts that may be floating around for you tonight.
I do have one thing that I want to add for Michelle. Mm-hmm. After we got done doing her reading, I got a message for her voiceovers and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Books on tape for the blind.
Yes. Yes, very much. I think that
or
one came through for
blind. Yeah.
Yeah, that came through for a previous one for Michelle. That's come up twice now. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it, you know, if you can, oh no, I'm just saying you just validated what came through for her.
Absolutely.
You know, and and something like that, if you've got a really good voice as Michelle does, you can do very well reading books on tape. Doesn't have to be for the blind. Any more people put books on tape in their car? Or when they're working out, or all that stuff. It's like books on tape for everyone now. And some people just, you know, for some reason, they just do better. It almost takes you back to your childhood, you know, having having things read to you is such a great comfort. So I think, I do think that Michelle's going to find her way. I know she is.
Absolutely.
You've got the talent. You just run with it, and that's so beautiful.
Right.
I have a correction. I read Laura's website because my brain's fallen out. Lotuslala.com is where you can find Laura. I don't know, Sue. Sometimes I think the brain police are going to come and take us away. But it's okay. But you know what? Thank you to all our callers tonight. We love you very much. We really appreciate you taking the time out to call us. And we wish you a beautiful week, a beautiful night. And join us, join the Sacred Embers team tomorrow night when we have Enter the Light with, I always get this team wrong, Tom Kelso, Jessica Marie Tatro, sorry. She's changed her name to the full-on three-parter, Heather Hilton Hartford, and I think Catherine Peoples and Felicia Chance are also part of that team. If Laura's listening, am I missing anyone, Laura? I don't see anything. So I guess that's the whole team. And if I have missed somebody, I apologize. And then Friday night is the Lighthouse, and I think Shannon Johnson will be on. Tina's away. Tina Godin is away this week. But Natasha Scott is the other host for that show. So we're hoping that will be on. There's a show every night of the week for Sacred Embers now. So tune in and join us at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. So with that, Sue, I'm going to bring on Louie and let him lullaby us off the show. Love and light to you all.
Good.
Yeah. Have a beautiful
Take
weekend,
care of
you guys.
Yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Take care.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. bright, blessed day. The dogs say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going.